Madam Chair, for RADO, contributions to art and culture, especially those representing the minority communities, is of significant value. It is a freedom of expression and leads to cultural integration. It also allows for legitimate space for protest and mark resistance. The situation in Bangladesh is quite fragile, extremely dangerous, and it has a triple barrel effect for the minorities when it comes to maintaining these traditions. Liberal art and culture are the very essence of Bengali society and the bedrock foundation of the country. Post the 5th of August, there has been targeted and premeditated, well-orchestrated, violent attacks on Hindu, Christian, Buddhist, Sufi, Ahmadi, indigenous people, and members of the LGBT community. One of the clear intent is to destroy the vibrant, beautiful cultural fabric of Bangladesh, which is an integral part of the Bengali identity. Madam President, the Bengali people, irrespective of caste, creed, religion, take immense pride in this rich heritage, which is centuries old. Soon after the 5th of August, globally acclaimed folk music artist and composer Mr. Rahul Anand's ancestral home in main Dhaka city was set ablaze, which housed his music workshop, destroying hundreds of years worth of handmade music instruments. In the recent Hindu festival of Durga Puja, which is a celebration and culmination of art and culture, places of worship have been attacked and arsoned. The law enforcement agencies have been accused with tampering of surveillance equipment like CCTV prior to mob violence targeting these minority communities. The situation is so grave that the Hindu cremations are now being targeted by fundamentalists in a horrific fashion. In conclusion, we would like to ask the caretaker government to ensure and to protect the practices of minorities inside Bangladesh. We call upon Dr. Yunis and his advisors to